Next, we have Atlanta peace poet Stephen Wing here in the studio. This is something new we're doing on Currents of Resistance, giving some time to local poets and what they've got to say about things going on in their own special way. Take it away, Stephen.
Thank you. This is In the Cracks of Babylon. Grass grows only in the cracks here. We used to trust the government and the scientists, all those detectives on TV. To protect and serve us, they don't mind beating up a few to educate the rest, these bored cops on overtime. We used to believe our doctors, ministers, professors, even the actors in commercials. Tape is cheap. A satellite talk show passes for company tonight. Instantaneous celebrities from space. We used to trust the daily news, at least the sports and weather. Now we don't trust anyone at all. Giant presses somewhere printing money just like science fiction. Trainloads of fresh bills whistling past the bankrupt fields. Everyone knows money isn't worth what you pay for it. Santa Claus is dead. We're not in business for your health. It's only criminal if you get caught. They took away our power to live our lives. They did it long before we were born. But we write the writing on the wall. We are blooming in the cracks of Babylon. We had to teach you to survive when you didn't know what dirt was for.
Stephen Wing, Atlanta peace poet. Stephen, that was so wonderful. Is there any way that people, if they want to learn more about the Atlanta peace poets or become involved, is there any information, phone number, website?
We don't have a website, but we're working on a monthly poetry reading at Horizon Theater.
That would be great.
Horizon has graciously invited us, and we're trying to work out the details.
How many active Atlanta peace poets are there that you've been working with?
There's about 20 at this point, but more are always welcome.
And I think we'll be hearing more of them in future shows on this station here on Currents of Resistance.
Yep, and when we get some information about that, we'll put that up on our website, as we do with all our activist calendar events. And speaking of the community calendar,